It all started back in the late 1990s. My family have a house on the cliff tops in South Devon in England, and I used to take my children beachcombing, and we'd have treasure hunts. And we started to notice lots of bits of Lego washing up. And back then, we didn't know where they were coming from. We assumed it must be from a cargo spill, but we weren't sure where or when it had happened. But we started to find little flitters and spear guns and the occasional dragon or octopus. And we were intrigued, and we used to keep it all in buckets in our garden shed. And I moved away from the sea for a while. And in 2010, I moved to Cornwall, and I was on the beach, and I noticed those very same pieces of Lego were still washing up. And I was amazed that after 17 years or whatever it was then, that these pieces were still washing in. So at that point, I did a bit more research, and I found some articles actually in the US that had been written about the spill in 1997 and the Tokyo Express. And I set up a Facebook page. I was part of a beach cleaning group, and I noticed that other people were finding the Lego washed up too. So I thought it would be quite interesting in a low-key sort of way, partly out of fun and partly from a scientific point of view, to see who was finding it and how much they were finding and where it was washing up. And that's how it all began. My father was always fascinated by what the sea brought in, and my mother was as well. And so as children, we used to have treasure hunts on the beach. And back then, we'd look for bits of sea glass, mermaids' purses. And I don't remember all the plastic washing up then. And I think that's one of the interesting things as well, is, you know, how that's changed as well.
Then you began this website, and, you know, it seems fascinating to me that there'd be this accident out at sea, and as a result of that, you know, hear all of these stories and maybe even just online meet all these people and kind of what that's been like.
Yes, well, what happened, the BBC, after I set the Facebook page up, the BBC were writing an article on cargo spills, and they had heard Kurt Ebersmeyer mentioned the Lego spill, and they weren't aware of it, I think, at the time. So they started to do more research on it, and that's when they came across my Facebook page, and they were really interested in the story. So they came down to Cornwall, and we went beach cleaning and Lego hunting together, and we found some Lego, and they were intrigued by the whole issue, and they ran the story, and I think that's when it took off in a big way. And as you've probably seen, there some 40, I think nearly 43,000 people following the Lego Lost at Sea Facebook page now. And it has connected beachcombers all around the world, which is fascinating.
How do you hear, I guess you hear from people through the Facebook page, and these turn up all over the place, I guess, right?
Well, once the BBC had run the story, many more people got in touch, because although I knew quite a lot of beachcombers were finding it, people that had found the Lego back in the late 1990s got in touch, and all these people came forward who'd found dragons and octopuses. And there was a lovely story about a lady who'd taken up dragon hunting in her 80s, and she'd found 12, and she'd passed them all down to members of her family, and they all came forward with their dragons and pictures. And there were all sorts of anecdotes, people finding octopuses, and we've had reports from all around the world. Somebody in Australia said they found one of the Lego flippers, and obviously we don't know if that's from our cargo spill or not, but I know Kurt Ebersmeyer does think that after 18 years, that Lego could potentially have gone all around the world. Clearly 5 million pieces of Lego spilling into the ocean isn't good for the environment, and I think one thing the Lego has done, though, is raise the issue amongst all. We've reached a much wider audience, I think. They're obviously, marine debris is a big problem. But I think many children have been captivated by this whole Lego story, and it is being introduced into some geography textbooks because people are fascinated by Lego. I think it was one of the most popular stories BBC had ever run. It's, you know, there were so many people around the world that are interested in it. I think it reminds people of their childhood. It raises the whole issue of marine debris. Oceanographers are interested in how far it's spread, and, you know, we're intrigued to know where it all turn up eventually. We've been contacted by fishermen who've been trawling the Lego up in their nets, which is interesting.
Interesting.
Half of it sinks and half of it floats. So clearly, while we're finding certain items washed up on our shores, like the spear guns and the flippers, fishermen are actually finding other pieces like window frames and car chassis. in their nets.
Interesting. How about that? Have you heard at all from anybody from the like the shipping company or from Lego, the Lego company itself about this?
Well, when I did try to contact Lego, I emailed them and I phoned them, and they didn't respond to my calls. But I know when the BBC rang them, they said it was an unfortunate incident, mm-hmm. but out of their hands. And I think the whole issue of cargo spills is unfortunate. Whose fault is it? I mean, nobody takes the blame. It's an accident. Yet who picks up all those 5 million pieces of Lego and all the other things? I mean, there were 62 containers that fell off the Tokyo Express back in 1997.
Yeah.
We only know what was in three of them. What's in all the others? And when will that all wash ashore?